Finally, in our top five, an Egyptian court has sentenced 26 people to death for plotting attacks on ships in the Suez Canal. The men were tried in their absence, were charged while in custody. The court accuses the defendants of founding and leading a terrorist cell which wanted to disrupt the major shipping route. It also referred the verdict to the Grand Mufti of Cairo, who now has to validate the sentences. The recent spate of violence has rocked the country after former President Mohamed Morsi was ousted by the military in July and placed under arrest. The latest ruling comes as another court in the country sentenced over 200 Morsi supporters to prison over a variety of charges on Tuesday. Karim Galladino, our correspondent, joins us from Egypt's capital, Cairo. Karim, 26 people are sentenced to death for plotting attacks on ships in the Suez Canal. Was there evidence against them valid enough? And this sentence, is that appropriate to how it's been handed over to them?
Well, this is a continuation, Kade, of the clampdown by the military-backed authorities on the Muslim Brotherhood and its supporters in an attempt by the military-appointed government to legitimize Morsi's ouster and to use Egyptian judiciary as a tool to continue with its crackdown. And this is apparent from the from the acquittals that we have seen given to the police officers. And since the 25th of Jan revolution, which ousted former dictator Hosni Mubarak, we didn't see any of those policemen receive any sentence regarding the killings of protesters and the instigation of or the use of excessive or disproportionate violence against protesters. On the other hand, we're seeing even juveniles being sentenced to 17 years and receiving lengthy sentences and hefty fines. So this is a continuation of the oppressive methods used by the military-backed authorities to crack down on the Muslim Brotherhood and its supporters. This verdict that was issued today has caused extreme outrage and dissatisfaction among many Egyptians who believe that these sentences, consecutive sentences are just politically driven and are not supported by evidence. And it is believed that it is just a continuation of the crackdown by the military-backed authorities.